I must also admit that I enjoyed giving my lectures. Perhaps I enjoyed the actual giving of my lectures and even the preparation of my lectures as much as anything. And I gave quite a lot. I think I gave about 35 substantial lectures during the time that I was there, plus little talks. And I very much enjoyed meeting old friends. There were people that I hadn't met for 20-odd years. Others I met on my last visit, 3 years ago. But there were some I hadn't met for many years. And I couldn't help noticing that so many of my friends, very good friends, even quite close friends, seems to be in their 80s. They've got there, I couldn't imagine, because I don't feel as old as that myself, and that I'm not quite as old as that, but it seemed as though so many of my really good old friends were already in their 80s, so this rather, set me wondering, I must confess. But anyway, in one way or another, for one reason or another, I must say that I felt very much at home in India. In some ways I was rather surprised by the extent to which I did feel at home.
You're coming over nice loud and clear. I come through the tube.
I think last time,
the old fire station.
I went to very short visits on my way to and on my way back from.
So what's your candles?
I didn't stay long enough to realise how much at home I did feel. But I felt it very, very much this time. I felt as though everything there was very familiar to me. I knew it very well. I knew the ropes, I knew the customs, I knew the manners, I knew the people, I knew the language. I knew what people would think, on certain issues. I knew how they would react. I'd know what they were thinking without, having to ask. In short, I felt very much at home in India indeed. And this again set me thinking, it seemed as it were quite strange that I should be able to feel so very much at home in two such very different places. Whereas yes, I do feel very much at home in England. I feel very much at home in London, having been born and brought up here. I feel very much at home in Norfolk. But I feel no less at home in India, especially in Maharashtra. In fact, if I was pressed, I might even say that I feel more at home in India. I think partly because the Dharma, certainly among our ex-Santashmal Buddhist friends, is more all-pervasive. I think partly because there is very often a sort of positivity in Indian society, among Indian people, that you don't quite get here. One might almost say, if it wasn't for fear of being misunderstood, there's a sort of friendliness there that very often one doesn't experience here. And of course I do have so many friends there. I've probably got far more friends, numerically speaking, in India than I've got here. I've probably got hundreds of friends here, but I've probably got thousands of friends in India. So from that point of view also, I do feel very, very much at home. So it seemed in a way strange that I should be able to feel so much at home in two such very different places. It's like being, equally at home in two different worlds. Because they are very different. It's as though, almost as though one might sort of go to the moon and feel very much over there, just as much as on the earth. So it's as though, well, there are sort of two very different sides to oneself, one might even say. Because on the one hand you're very much at home here, and on the other hand you're very much at home there. It's almost as though you're two people, but at the same time you're not two people, you're just one person. But maybe it's, one could say, well, one aspect of you, one part of you feels at home here, another aspect, another part feels at home there, but no, it isn't really quite like that, because the whole of you feels quite at home in each of these two places, even though they are so different. So maybe that should give one something to think about.